This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning Election Day edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And a special shout-out to all the poll workers getting ready to go out there and do their thing for God and country at the voting places. And God bless you, each and every one of you. And everybody that's working tonight on the Third Watch, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and, of course, the website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Now, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, do you do Twitter at all?
Yep.
Okay, well, you better not be tweeting the election results if you're not ABC News, the Associated Press, CBS News, CNN, Decision Desk Headquarters, Fox News, or NBC News, or they ain't going to post it. They're going to flag you.
Depends upon how you type it, because they use certain keywords. So you have to kind of beat them at their own game.
I've heard that.
And don't use those words. The same thing with Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah, I've gotten good at Facebook when it comes to that sort of stuff. But, yeah, you are right. And but anyway, those are supposedly the only news agencies, according to Twitter, that will be able to put down election results.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what they're going to do with everybody else, but they did say they were going to flag them. Now, I just thought I'd throw that out there for what it's worth. Now, of course, we do know today is Election Day. Several thousand attorneys from both political parties are all across the country. The Civil Rights Division of the DOJ has got their units out in all parts of the country. A large buildup of law enforcement is out there, too. We do know that there are assets in place in case something goes sideways in the big blue cities. But just for the heck of it, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, the other thing is that I've been meaning to write about it, and it kind of got by me because it's a little convoluted based on the way I get the emails. But the FBI has got agents assigned in, oh, God, I would say well over 100 particular locations where they, based on their intelligence and their cultivating information on open source, where they say that there could be issues at polling stations. So every state has a team, an FBI team, but then they, beyond that, they have got them actually in the field at some of these places where they think there may be an issue, like Dade County, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
What could happen? Well, if anything, you know, you've got Oregon that's got the National Guard on standby. You got, I don't know about the state of New York, but I do know the NYPD, is that way. you got Beverly Hills that, I mean, they
shut down Rodeo Drive.
Yeah, and they, that's right, and they've hired 80 armed security.
Yep.
It's smart because, you know, they'd rather put up the plywood and hire these people than try and clean up the damage later. So you just start stopping the damage. Now, as far as Washington, D.C. goes, they pretty much shut down the city again. In fact, Trump was going to hold his election night event at his hotel in D.C., and he can't because they've shut down the city.
Correct.
So now he's going to just have to have it at the White House.
And they reinforced a couple of the fences. They put up a couple of extra fences between.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. There are no climb fences.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they don't want it, you know, they don't want it to look like what we've been through already from Lafayette Park.
Yep.
So what they're trying to do is keep it from going sideways as we have seen things go before.
Mm-hmm.
And I do know that there will be assets in the air.
Yep.
And they know what they're looking for. And that is in key cities as well.
Yep. And as we said, assets in place. Now, of course, the cities boarding up and this, that, and the other, are they red cities?
Well, I mean, you're not protecting yourself against Trump supporters, are you?
No, they're big blue cities. I mean, D.C., right. New York City,
right.
Chicago.
Right.
Yeah.
Trump supporters are not out there burning down places and sending Molotov cocktails.
Nope.
No.
So you would think that Joe Biden and Kamala would get on the horn and say, look, folks, whatever happens, happens. Please behave yourselves. Don't do anything stupid. You would think.
No. I don't have any expectations then.
No, they won't say anything, but that's the point. I mean, it's too obvious, okay? But anyway, it is what it is. So we'll see what happens, and hopefully things won't be as bad as some people are thinking they might be. At least I certainly hope they won't. By the way, here comes the music, so we'll get this on the other side of the break. Okay, folks, when we come back, there's been some things going on in the world. We need to talk about what happened in Vienna in Austria because a terrible terrorist attack there. And, of course, that is in the news. It's back page news right now. Also back page news about the fact that Twitter has allowed the New York Post to post not one, not two, but 10 Hunter Biden stories. Wow. Not hearing about that, are you? Be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature has a wellness product company. They sell a lot of different products there, and you can go check them out at their website, balanceofnature.com. And if you use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, it will save you 35% on your order, whatever it is you order. Now, I take the Balance of Nature fruits and veggie capsules because I don't get enough fruits and I don't get enough vegetables, and I figured this was a good way to do it. Now, I've had a little extra activity as a result of this. I've got a little bit more pep in my step. For some reason, I feel like I got more energy, and I guess it's because I'm not eating the right kind of foods, but this helps me because I get more than my daily requirement of fruits and veggies, and as a result, it makes you feel better. By the way, it also helps out with the old immunity, too. How about them apples? Now, I got a deal for you. Again, you can give them a call at 800-246-8751. You'll speak to a health coach if that's what you need to do. Or you can go to the website, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, to save 35% at balanceofnature.com on your order. Take advantage of everything they got over there. You can save a bunch of money. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us, and I've got to get up there your way one of these times. I just have to figure out how to do it. I guess it'll have to be at the election, right? All right, here we go. What the heck is going on in Vienna? Because we've had an attack. Several people were wounded. It looks like four people were killed in exchange of gunfire late Monday before it came on the air, of course. And they believe it was a terror attack. And are they blaming ISIS for this?
Well, at last count, there are very conflicting reports on how many were killed. But we have at least two killed in possibly as many as 15 injured. We don't really know how many attackers, but there are certainly more than one. One is dead. There were six separate crime scenes. And The way that the officials are looking at all videos, they are saying that it has all the hallmarks of ISIS sympathizers, ISIS, you know, I wouldn't say members, but, you know, those that, you know, identify as ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
The first attack, and I watched this one, was a single gunman that shot somebody outside of a synagogue. So they're saying that it is anti-Semitic. Then it kind of went to a few restaurants, and so it's real hard to tell. I have not seen all of the videos that are probably out there, but I saw about half a dozen yesterday. Anyways, so it's pretty bad. And you've got, of course, what happened in France. So prior to this, so you've got Macron and you've got Boris Johnson that are, you know, all condemning the attack and offering their assistance to, you know, Australian security services and so forth. But
mm-hmm.
that's where we are.
And then you got Afghanistan yesterday early on.
That was actually more than yesterday. That was a few days ago.
Did we not find out about it right away or something?
Well, no, we did. It's just that, you know, politics is. Yeah.
All right. Let's go to the phone lines. We got our favorite question asker on the line, Bag Am and Bob. What's going on?
Hello, Captain Denise.
Morning.
Well, looks like we're in for the big day tomorrow.
Today.
Anyway, wanted to ask how long after the after tomorrow will there be an official president elect? In other words, how long after the tomorrow will they actually declare an official verdict on it? All right, that's it, Captain.
All right. Well, first of all, go ahead.
I'm not clairvoyant. although I'm thinking about trying to attain that skill. But as I mentioned on the show, 2 days ago, we're going to have, I think, this is my little prediction, is that either we're going to know tonight, I would say somewhere around 1 a.m.
If it's a landslide. Mm-hmm.
If it's not, we may not know much of anything, because I think between the two campaigns and the, you know, somewhere around 1,500 lawyers, there's going to be lawsuits all over the place and things will be contested and challenged.
Yeah.
And that's irrespective of having some kind of things going sideways at the actual voting booth.
Right. So, and many states don't declare their winner until December. When they do their, you know, their official tally, when they have to put things in. I believe Florida's December 14th. All right, we have another caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary from St. Petersburg.
What's up?
Hi, Mary.
Hi. I was just to kind of get off the subject a little bit. But speaking of the world, I was wondering if Denise would know anything about this thing called the Great Reset, on resetting the whole world as one. It should be coming up in Time Magazine in a future issue. It sounds like a pretty big deal. And all this vaccination and things are involved in that.
All right. We'll find it. We'll see if you know. So what do you think there?
Well, it's out there, and it was rolled out at the World Economic Forum at Davos, and I think they're going to necessarily roll it out again. Thank you, Mary. I watched her. She's kind of keeping up with some things, so hat tip to her for that. But yeah, we can't begin to necessarily know what some of these. I don't want to necessarily call them world leaders, but in some cases they are world leaders. But
mm-hmm.
You know, the United States is in pretty good shape, and we would be in great shape if we didn't have to spend the trillions that we're spending on COVID relief.
Mm-hmm.
But other countries are not. So they're really talking about a new economic reset. So it would be more socialist policies. It would be wealth taxes. It would be kind of like a Green New Deal for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think in some of the countries that probably should be part of this would be, and I'm referring to this case, China. But for Mary, for her benefit, I would be watching some of the things at the United Nations and the International Monetary Fund to see what they're necessarily putting out. But
mm-hmm.
Greenpeace wants to be a part of it. And, of course, we've got the support of, you know, the Ocasio-Cortez
yeah.
and the Bernie.
There goes the neighborhood.
mm-hmm.
By the
but
way.
It's almost like world in a kind of a union,
mm.
you know, like a trade union.
By the way, little Dr. Fauci is in the news for all the wrong reasons again. He came out and I guess he took a shot at President Trump because President took a shot at him. And then we find out that he hinted in Miami. We heard that last night, and I kind of mentioned it a little bit. I didn't really expound on it. But now today, Joe Biden picked it up and says, well, I'll take Dr. Fauci and put him on my staff. Oh, I'll hire him. If he's going to fire him, we'll hire him.
Here's what Fauci, you know, doesn't understand, and he's kind of blaming Trump. And Trump has not done a very good job at this, and that is explaining federalism.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said it on your show probably 10 times now, but mm-hmm. I'll say it the 11th time,
mm-hmm.
is that President Trump and Mike Pence and the pandemic, you know, China task force,
mm-hmm.
they did everything they could possibly do. They pulled all the levers of government, of power that they could, inside government and outside government. So they put the infrastructure in place and then said to the governors, here is your basket. There's nothing here that you haven't asked for that we haven't given you. You have to make the decisions within your state. That's called federalism.
Yep.
And Fauci mentioned federalism. And he doesn't like federalism because he wants a central power to be in charge of all things pandemic. That's not the structure. And Trump has done a lousy job it's saying to the world and those like Biden who have just, you know, beaten this horse like crazy on all things with the pandemic, is that there's no lever that hasn't been pulled.
Mm-hmm.
There's no trigger that hasn't been pulled that makes the governors, you know, have to have some kind of heat.
Okay. Well, tonight when you come on, we'll be watching what's going on, watching the big blue cities and talking about votes. So we'll see you then. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. We are going to keep an eye on what's going on in the big blue cities. We've got people that are there watching what we're watching, so we'll be reporting on all that. Be right.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Crisscrossing the country one more time. President Trump and former Vice President Biden spent their final day on the campaign trail all over battleground states. President Trump held rallies in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. He told a crowd in Kenosha, Wisconsin, that the choice in the election is the political establishment or the American people.
This election comes down to a simple choice. Do you want to be ruled by the corrupt and selfish political class, or do you want to be governed by the American people. It's what it's all about.
Biden held several events in Ohio and Pennsylvania, while former President Barack Obama held a rally for him in Florida. At a Pittsburgh drive-in rally, Biden told supporters his administration would work for racial justice.
The names of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Jacob Blake, Walter Wallace, they're not going to be soon forgotten by me, not by anyone in this country. And they're going to inspire a new wave of justice in America.
This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. And what you need to do is give them a call and take a tour. And I'm going to tell you where the locations are and give you the phone number and all that good stuff right after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. Here we go.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. One is in Concord, Mass., which is right outside Boston. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, down here in my backyard, Tampa Bay, Florida. Either way, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Find out what they're all about. You're going to be really impressed. That's why I'm telling you to do that. All right, Judicial Watch has discovered through the Freedom of Information Act a staggering $19 billion spent by the U.S. government to reconstruct Afghanistan has been lost to fraud, waste, and abuse over the last decade. And that only includes a portion of the money allocated by Congress for the cause. Now, in 90% of the cases examined in a new federal audit, the money was blown carelessly, extravagantly, or to no purpose by the Afghanis. Give them the money to do something, and then they turn around and they have a good time with it. Imagine that. Anybody surprised? I'm not. But anyway, it is what it is and what it's become. Now, American hostage Philip Walton was rescued in a very dramatic fashion in Nigeria. An American citizen who was abducted last week in Niger was rescued during a very high-risk SEAL Team 6 raid in neighboring Nigeria just a couple of days ago. And again, kudos to SEAL Team 6 for getting the job done. They wanted to get in there and get this person back, and they did it. So there you go. They did it. All there was to it. And the Pentagon has quietly begun withdrawing top military officers from the U.S. embassies in Africa and downgrading other such posts worldwide, a move officials say is necessary to shift resources to counter China and Russia on the geopolitical stage and meet congressional caps on the number of generals and admirals in the U.S. military. Also, two D.C. National Guard helicopters that flew low over protesters in Washington, D.C. on the night of June 1st were not properly authorized to be there and were directed by a lieutenant colonel who was far from the scene driving home in his car, according to the initial investigation by the District of Columbia National Guard. Somebody's going to get in big trouble for that, sounds like. Now, if any element of the military gets involved over the election, it's going to be the military National Guard under state control, not federal troops. You did hear Denise talking about the fact that there will be, or already are, rather, assets from the FBI in different locations around the country. And the Defense Department's Inspector General has canceled an audit of its diversity, inclusion, and equal opportunity training just a month after first announcing that they were going to turn around and do it. Well, wonder what that's all about, but it is what it is, right? Now, nearly every day, trucks bring 20-foot-long shipping containers from the Kandahar Airport to vendors at the Kandahar Bush Bazaar, a market named after the U.S. President, George W. Bush, who launched the invasion of Afghanistan almost 20 years ago. And business in discarded U.S. military goods is booming as the Kandahar base empties out a lot of the stuff they've got there. It's finding its way to the market known as the Bush Bazaar. Now, Chinese and U.S. military chiefs have held talks on crisis communications this week amid the heightened tensions between the two military superpowers this year in the South China Sea, with the United States denying a report of a possible drone attack. In addition, officials say there were no reported injuries to the roughly 100 military personnel stationed in Izmir, Turkey, which was devastated by a major earthquake on Friday. They killed at least 14 and injured hundreds in Turkey and Greece. That's a good thing. And it seemed the perfect vantage post for the Marines, a 30-foot-high dirt pile overlooking the low-lying poppy fields in the Helmand province. But what they couldn't explain were the strange lights at night, the whispers in the darkness, the mysterious radio static, and the sudden chill in the summer breeze, and the recurring whip of corpses coming from Afghan's haunted outpost on top of an ancient hill. It's been there forever. The Marines aren't there anymore, by the way. And a U.S. military base in Germany announced new rules to try to keep the resurging coronavirus in check. Germany is having problems right now, days before a partial lockdown went into effect around the country. They're having a number of reported positive results to tests that are done there. But again, I have to emphasize, and this is what people don't understand, just because it's a positive test doesn't mean you have coronavirus. And it doesn't mean you're going to get sick, wind up in a hospital, and die. In the United States, thank God, only 5% of the cases wind up in the hospital. And the death rate for people below the age of 70 is only 2.85%. Above 70, it's 4.6%. That's it, period. It's no real big deal. The mainstream media continues to overemphasize, over-exaggerate, and lie to people about what's going on. It's a shame. It's a real shame. And then people go, oh my God, we got all these people. That's what they want you to do. They're trying to scare the bejesus out of you. By the way, the 18th Wing at Kadena Air Base is investigating how one of its F-15C Eagle fighter jets lost a small cap Thursday during a joint exercise over southern Japan. Lost a part. Flying. That's never any fun. And, you know, when you deal with parts that fall off aircraft and wind up in the drink or wind up on the ground or something like that, you just don't want to be underneath something when it falls off an airplane. It's not very smart. Oh, by the way, you heard about the cookie poll, right? The cookie poll? 29,000 cookies for Donald Trump have been sold. 5,000 for Joe Biden. Too bad, so sad, Joe. About 6-1, Trump versus Biden. By the way, the Pentagon has identified a lack of institutionalized training when it comes to defeating drone threats, and is developing a common regimen across the joint force, according to an official who has a new office dedicated to countering small unmanned aircraft systems, i.e. drones. We'll see how that works out. And the U.S. Defense Department has named Justin Johnson as the individual performing the duties of the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Space Policy, a new position in the office that's required under the National Defense Authorization Act passed by Congress in December of 2019. So the Space Force has another space person. How's that? All right, and hang on, folks, because we're coming back with Chris Markowski. Can't wait to hear what he's got to say about what's going on up there in New York City. Don't go nowhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeedy. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Farrah & Farrah. Now, if you're injured in an accident and need a lawyer, the last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. And Farrah & Farrah doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Farrah & Farrah doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So, if you've been injured and the insurance company is pushing you around, call Farrah & Farrah. Let them push back. Visit FarrahandFarrah.com or give them a call at 877-245-6707. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How cold is it in New York?
Not too bad as of yet. Starting to cool down a little bit, but, you know, you get to the upstate area, get a little bit colder. So, yeah.
Still snowing up along the lake tonight. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It does. When is it not snowing up along the lake? Only for a couple months out of the year.
All right, listen, how about those Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Listen, you thought they looked good yesterday?
I didn't say they looked good, but they certainly won. Any kind of a win is a win. I'll tell you this much. Brady was off for sure to begin with. But that defense, there's something about that defense, except for maybe they, I don't know what happened in the fourth quarter when they let them go down the field and score, but I was content to see the score, 25-17 or something like that?
Yeah, I thought they got pushed around a lot yesterday. I think that they were looking past the Giants to New Orleans. You can't do that in the NFL.
Sunday night. Yep.
Yeah, it's one of those gap games or whatever they call them when you get that team coming up.
And Sunday night in Tampa. Well, today, my friend, is election day. Have you voted yet?
Not yet. Going at 6 o'clock this morning.
Okay. Your polls open at 6, huh?
Yes.
All right, well, I was open at 7. Now, Election Day is here. Several thousand attorneys from both political parties are on station all across the country. Plus, we've got the Civil Rights Division of the DOJ out there, too. A large buildup of law enforcement is in place to be heard and not seen just yet, anyway. So what's going on up in New York? What kind of precautions are they taking there?
I didn't realize that they were, doing much down there in Florida. Here in New York, it's, honestly, it's depressing. I don't really have a way to describe it, to you. It's almost like the country's gone. It's like some sort of third world country. Not where I live, but, New York City is, they boarded up. It's embarrassing. It really is to the rest of the world. New York City is boarded up. Washington, D.C. is boarded up. I guess Beverly Hills, they boarded up areas because for some people now, Election Day is just an excuse to go out and break things and loot. And it's sad. It really is. You get, some of the major shopping districts in New York that are completely boarded up. It's almost like a major hurricane is coming through. It's sad.
Yeah, and Washington, D.C., too. And here's the deal. These are not red cities. These are Democrat-controlled cities that are boarding up. And that's all the proof you need that the left shouldn't be in power to begin with, because do you hear Biden saying anything or Kamala Harris about, don't do this, don't do that?
Hey, listen, the people that are going to be out breaking things and stealing things are Biden voters. I mean, that's just, we all know that.
Yep.
I'm going to point that out. I mean, Biden voters are the ones that are going to go out and use today as a day to go out and steal stuff and break. It's awful. It really is. I mean, I want everybody to think about how embarrassing it is that the United States of America, we can't have an election day without people going out. We have to have stores prepare against this. I'm a big believer that, you set some people out in some lawn chairs out front and some shotguns and say looters will be shot.
Well, that's what they've done in Beverly Hills. They've hired 80 armed security guards to patrol the downtown area, which, by the way, they've closed Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, but then again, I mean, think about that for a second. You have to close down these shopping areas because of animals.
I know.
I mean, if we're allowing the people that throw tantrums win. I never understood that. It used to drive me nuts. My mom had a home daycare business, and it was funny. The kids always were really well behaved when they were at our house, but oftentimes when their parents came and picked them up, they would throw tantrums and act out of control, and the parents would let it go. I would never tolerate anything like that. We're allowing the people that are throwing tantrums here in this country do whatever they want and destroy things and break things. It's terrible.
Are you on Twitter, by the way?
I have a Twitter account. I haven't gone on it in years. I think my Facebook account is attached to it. Whenever I post what I'm doing on Facebook, it goes there.
Yeah.
I don't go on the Twitter.
Okay, because if you're going to post anything about the elections, like, for example, election results, if you're not ABC News, the Associated Press, CBS News, CNN, Decision Desk Headquarters, Fox News, or NBC News, then your post is going to get flagged and it won't be posted.
I don't know what they're planning on doing. Must have some algorithm set up that can go ahead and do that, so... interesting, to say the least.
Yeah, it's Twitter. All right, we've got a caller on the line. Let's see what the question might be. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from, and what's your question for Chris?
Chris from Tampa. I just wanted the two of you to come up with a final result for Electoral College prediction.
Okay, well, you want to go first, Chris, or you want me to?
I'm sorry, Matt. I didn't understand what he said.
He wants to know what we think the final results will be for the Electoral College.
Oh, I couldn't tell you. Maybe, 270. If Trump.
That's
wins,
what it takes to win. That's what it takes to win. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A little bit. I think it's going to be close to right around that number. To be quite honest with you, I think if you win, if Trump doesn't win Minnesota, he doesn't win obviously Illinois or Colorado. I think you're looking at around right around the number you. He's going to
well,
win right around the number.
He's not going to win Illinois unless something drastic happens. Although it is close.
I'm doing the numbers now.
Okay.
If he wins Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, and all of the usual states that he should win, including Utah and Arizona, it's what's that? 295.
Okay. Well, here's my bold prediction. Trump gets over 300 electoral votes, maybe as many as 322, but somewhere around 300 to 316, I think, and that's whether or not he carries Pennsylvania. Add 20 votes to the 300 would give him 322. That's my thought.
Yeah, he would have to get to that number. He'd have to win Wisconsin or Minnesota.
Both. Yeah. And he's ahead in Minnesota. That I found out last night from my contacts up there, and I have an affiliate up there.
That's interesting.
By two points.
If Trump wins Minnesota, you're talking a massive blowout.
That's the first time. If it happens, it'll be the first time a Republican's won in I don't know how many years.
Listen. Reagan lost there. Yeah, it was Mondale State.
49-1.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's where I'm at. I believe we're talking 300 electoral votes to 322. It all depends on what happens to Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I will tell you this, Chris, and I think I told you this somewhere along the line. Take I-40 from the Atlantic Ocean, take it all the way across to Texas, the panhandle of Oklahoma, and south, and all those states are going to be red, solid red. Not one of them is going to go for a Democrat.
Well, Florida, we know that that's the only toss-up right there. You would expect, and Georgia was getting kind of close, but I didn't believe that to be the case. So, you got Georgia, you got Florida, the one's kind of up in the air. Colorado, too.
You know why Trump's going to win Florida? The early vote in West Palm Beach County was 2-1 for the Republicans.
Yeah, that's amazing. That really is.
Never happened. Yeah. It's never happened. But it did this time.
Yeah, that's extraordinary.
Mm-hmm. That's why he's going to win Florida. Amongst other things, too. But anyway, we'll see what happens because you'll be around tomorrow morning to report on what's happened up in New York, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So don't go anywhere. I'll see you in the morning. Stay warm up there. And if you want snow, go north.
All righty. Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And he went to school in Syracuse. He was from Albany, so cold weather to him is nothing. All right. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.